Spectacular King of the Hill Show, episode 97 for the week of January 22nd, 2007.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Well, hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
I am JVP.
Somebody, you're on.
No. Is this thing on?
Do it.
Ladies first. I thought Brent was before me.
So.
Right. Ladies first, and I'm so beautiful. I'm Brent Gamer.
I'm Manjo Banjo.
Yay!
Woohoo! Well, welcome, guys.
Whole crew's here.
Yeah, it's the very first time we've had Anjo Banjo on.
Right.
She's been to our forums plenty of times. I actually did a cartoon. A little drawing of me and Fumo Jive when we were up for a Community Member of the Year. Yeah. And let's just say that I had a rude awakening in that cartoon. So. We won't mention
anything.
It was
definitely rude, about. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just say the trophy went someplace it shouldn't have.
I wrote a disclaimer. I wrote a nice little warning to make sure no one that can get easily offended looks at it. You know
it's a rough cartoon when you have to write a disclaimer
right
for a cartoon.
Anjo Banjo Art does not take any responsibility of how it may damage your psyche.
Technically, doesn't the disclaimer only work if you can, like, see the disclaimer before you actually view the picture?
Nah.
Well, you didn't
like
view the picture.
Bottom, like,
you didn't view
it.
The picture before
the brain.
No. I mean, I linked the picture, so it wasn't uploaded.
Oh.
Nah.
Mm-hmm. I've been in the business
for a while.
So, quickly, tell us about Anjo Art.
AndroArt.com is my little personal space where I can put up, just my portfolio with my art. I'm a professional artist since, 10 years back when I started this artistic endeavor of mine. And that's where I put up a lot of my art. I do a lot of anime since it seems to be on the high roll right now again. It's always anime. People always want anime, so that's what I provide. And that's AndroArt.com.
Nice. Anything else you're working in?
Well, I work for this site, Cartoon Doll Emporium. It's dress-up doll games. Maybe not really, podcast-tacular. Like,
nah. Well, you did do a Master Chief.
Yeah, but I also drew him a tutu.
Nah. Which is Brent Gamer's favorite.
Better, man. That was actually the first thing I put on him was a tutu.
it was so funny. I thought that the kids that hang on their forums, they're between the ages of 8 till 16, and I thought that they would think that this would be hilarious, this is funny, and they were so generally confused, like, why does he have a tutu?
I need a tutu.
Ah!
I don't understand why he has a tutu.
Why does this muscular man have a
machine? I don't know
counseling.
Anything about the human anatomy.
Why did he have my tutu? Does this mean that daddy will take my tutu and go to my ballet classes?
Mommy, he's smuggling plums.
For those older folks who know what that means.
But yeah, so I worked on that site for over a year now, and we're doing really good. We have millions of visitors uniquely a month, and it's going really great. I got more work, and I'm still doing a lot more work. And, like I said, I drew Master Chief only because my boss requested that I start making video game characters. And I'm like, fine. I'll take my revenge out on Master Chief for ruining online gaming for me. so why not?
As far as cartoon cutouts, stand-up, dress-up dolls go, that's the best I've ever seen.
Thank you.
I haven't seen any other ones, but that was definitely the best.
I feel like a sicko when I do it. It's like I'm taking off, Master Chief's armor.
Ah.
It's like, Yeah, yeah. Take that and yell your armor off. Yeah.
You know, actually, my first plan for that doll was to create, you know, like a female with five breasts.
Oh, five damn. Breasts. Five breasts.
So the armor would be there for the starter. So when they took it off, they'd see that. And, you know, but then
like, like crap himself.
It was an enhancement defect.
I mean, I wouldn't only confuse my members, it would also confuse, you know, all the Halo members. Like,
status report, sir. Spartan 117 survived the testing, but he has six breasts now.
He has man breast. Firm.
Can he fit the armor over it? Yes. Okay. He's good.
Yes, that's his gut hanging over.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh man, so it's great to finally have you aboard, and
thank you. You know, Fumojack actually asked me to come on earlier, but then, you know, I reminded him, like, I don't like Halo.
Oh, of course you don't. That's why it's perfect that you're here.
Yeah.
Because we're going to talk about Viva Pinata today.
Hooray!
Viva Pinata! Viva Pinata!
Da, 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 da. No, you gotta have Liquilife sing that song.
Viva Pinata.
Viva Pinata.
Doop, 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 doop.
Don't beat him.
But it's my tequila.
Oh, by the way, man, in case you guys don't know, Liquilife, who has been on the show before, and he runs UncleGamer.com, right? And CTag.com. Mm-hmm. Andrew Banjo is his wife. So, yeah.
Exactly. So that's Mrs. Liquinub.
I'm Mrs. Liquinub, and why do I always have to be in the shadow of the man?
Nah.
I think you have to.
Well,
dirty.
I should say Liquilife is your husband there.
I know, but it's never, you know, Liquilife is Andrew Banjo's husband. It's like, you know, it's just, it's not
oh,
easy.
Oh, jeez, man. You're going to get off me about
Don't cry. Don't cry.
Okay, how about this? How about this?
It's okay. I forgot my pride.
How about this? Liquilife and Andrew Banjo are husband and wife. Eh?
Okay.
No.
Like, that's
go.
Still
not
like, good
go.
Enough. Liquilife is Andrew Banjo's slave, so
That's that. Andrew Banjo's boy toy.
There's a lot of leather involved.
And goats. But that's for a different show.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to do that show. But anyway.
Alright, so. Why don't you,
This is the King of the Hill show, where we're going to be, covering. We're going to be getting to King of the Hill, which is kind of the top games. Basically, like, a game that deserves to be, like, in the running for, like, King of the Hill, for the top games. And right now, that's Viva Pinata, because tons of people are playing it, including people from Bungie and all over the place. So we definitely got to see what the buzz is about this game. So,
okay, so Brent, tell us exactly, lead us into this segment, into temptation and salvation. Tell us exactly what Viva Pinata is all about.
Okay, so Viva Pinata, there's this island apparently somewhere in what I can only imagine is the Mediterranean Ocean. And there are
Bermuda
these,
Triangle.
Right, it's in the Bermuda Triangle. And
there you
basically,
go.
Because in the Mediterranean, there's pinatas. Like pinatas all over the place.
Yeah, it's been in the Enquirer, I believe him.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, and everybody got weird masks just because they're inbreds.
That's good source material to go off if you're doing.
And you know, last time I was in the Mediterranean, man, I was walking around, I got hit in the head by a shovel. It was just floating. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, what the crap? And then some girl, like, walked up to me and, like, started doing this, like, sideways dance back and forth. I'm like, what are you doing?
And then they started planting seeds.
Oh.
In me. No.
Oh.
Oh, man. Oh, moving on.
Oh, man. Anyway, let's continue,
right.
Brent.
Yeah, please.
All right. So, evidently, pinatas aren't made by 10-year-old girls using papier-mâché and, you know, different gluing material, they're, you know, they reproduce. So basically, you have to get these pinatas to come into your garden first, and they're like based off of animals, you know, just like regular pinatas. And, you know, to get them into your garden, you have to have different requirements. So say, like, if you want a horstachio in your garden, you have to have, I think it's like 10 apples, and then to just to get them to come in, and then to get them to stay, he has to eat the 10 apples. So, you know, after you do that, you got to get two of them in there.
What a greedy, then, what a greedy pinata.
Right. So then you got to build them a house so, you know, they can go in there and get their pinata on.
Aww.
And, you know, after that, this chick named Storkos, she's like this huge flying lady, and she, like, comes down and she gives you an egg, and it hatches into a baby pinata. There you go. And you smack him in the head with a shovel, like Dad said earlier.
Nice.
No, I love the commercial for Viva Pinata.
Oh.
I mean, he's like, come here, kid. You, come on, I know magic.
I'm a magical pinata.
You know, it is
you
a want to
know karate.
If you let me down, I'll grant you 3 wishes. Jimmy, for you, karate lesson. James, pants that fit.
Oh, it's cold acting, kids.
That's acting, children. And he, like, jumps into the pinata garden.
Oh, man.
Are you guys ripping on Viva Pinata? This is a serious game.
Right. This is a serious MLG, you know, formatted game.
It takes place in the Mediterranean.
Exactly. You gotta be a great romancer to have two pinatas to get it on, you know?
Aww. No, it's
you
funny.
You gotta be like Gunther.
Gunther. No, I actually...
my
ding-ding-dong. I rented it from Gamefly, and, you know, I rented it after the big buzz about it. You know, everybody started playing it and raving about it. It's just so time-consuming that I couldn't really sit down and play it till its full potential. I mean, Liquinub was playing it, like, nonstop.
So, I know, got the game for me.
Micromanagement, man. It's just a ton of micromanagement.
Exactly, and I hear it's not... Exactly, even though it looks kitty, and they have a Saturday show, Saturday morning cartoon.
Which I'm ashamed to say that I have watched about 5 episodes worth.
Oh.
Streamed off the internet. And, you know, I'm not really ashamed. I regret nothing.
Nah.
It's a great show.
I knew what I was doing, and I loved it.
You know, that's okay. I still watch cartoons.
I knew what I was doing. I got into it. No regrets.
But, all right, Angel, did any of you guys finish it?
You can't. I don't know. We haven't gone to that place where you actually finish it. We got a very expensive garden. We got a lot of neat creatures. You know, we haven't got a hippopotamus.
Aww.
And we made it a hippo, and that was pretty nasty.
Ew. Wow. So tell us a little about these gardens. I mean, I heard that you can make any kind of garden you want.
Well, yeah, you can, yeah. But you have limited space, too. You know, you can't, like, if you have too much in your garden, then your piñatas will be unhappy. Happy, they'll do a little funny dance when they start to argue, then it'll just bring out the whole chaotic thing, you know? And there are, right. Of course, things that want to destroy your garden, which are called the sour piñatas. They, like, march into your gardens and they, like, piss off your tiger or they, like, piss off your hippo and, you know.
It's kind of like West Side Story,
or they,
right?
Like, puke disgusting candy.
They come in and they literally, like, whisper into your piñata's ear. At least the monkey does. And he, like, whispers into your piñata's ear and he's like, hey, man, you know that piñata over there?
Nah.
He called you a new gay Marines.
Nah.
He says you wear the pink underwear.
All I picture is, like, one side of the piñata's going... Pinata's gonna have their way tonight.
Yeah, when you first
Viva Pinata, just like West Side Story.
Really, you know, it's
West Side Pinata.
It's a really addicting game, and the online trading that you can do, you know, like Brent Gamer sent me a Chewy Corn trying to ruin the game for me, but I'm just, oh, hell yeah, look at this,
Chewy Corn. I was tempted. I sent you about, you know, what was it, like 90,000 golden coins, too, along with two Chewy-corns.
Damn, so I
Well, technically, I rented the game, and I didn't want to have all this stuff that, you know, it just sit there, so, you know, who else to send it to but Anna to try and ruin her game, so.
You know, actually, me and Liquid Life, we had this funny thing going on with Viva Piñata. We encouraged everybody, you know, that had, you know, like maybe a piece of dirt or, you know, something moldy, you know, like a sour apple or whatever, to send it all to Vicious.
Oh.
So we just keep sending, you know, like, huh, I got, you know, two
so you said
ruined plants here. I don't want to throw them away. I'll just send them to Vicious.
So you say you can send, like, Brent, you said you wanted to spoil her game. What exactly did you mean by that?
All right, so, you know, a lot of the game is, it's not just that you don't have much space. A lot of it is you got to get enough money to buy materials for, you know, like the house that you have to do, like the different fruits and stuff to bring the piñatas in. And I've gotten two Chewy-corns, and like the process to getting Chewy-corns is this long. You got to go through, like, you have to get a Ponaki first, and then you got to get a Horstachio, and then you got to get these like two rare trees, and you got to plant them, and they got to like grow to full size, and then the Chewy-corns have to come in and eat the fruit from the rare tree, and it's just this time-consuming process. So I figured that if I actually sent the Chewy-corns over to Anna with like $90,000 worth of coins that I'd gotten from, you know, reproducing the Chewy-corns and selling them, that it would ruin her game.
No.
Oh, heck no, are you kidding me?
I mean, but it turns out that she was enjoying it. And she's like,
Chewy-corns rule!
The whole time, like, I bet when she got it, she's just going, money, 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 money!
Well, I saw an episode on Xbox Live of the Chewy-corn where they were trying to, they were sleeping under a tree to see one, and the guy, forgot his name, he kept eating the candy off the tree.
Fergie Fudgehog?
Yeah, there you go.
I love Fergie Fudgehog.
Okay.
I didn't like the Fudgehog. They just kept picking fights with everyone.
Okay, I got a story about a Fudgehog. When I first started.
Oh, man. Spare us the story of the Fudgehogs, man.
No, okay. There we go.
I love Fergie Fudgehog.
Is it from that movie Deliverance, dude?
Now let me hear you squeal.
Okay, so when you first start Viva Piñata, what you're gonna want to do is, like, you're gonna want to, you know, like, try and make this, like, piñata utopia where all of them can, like, run free and you have, like, all of these 10, like, interloping species. Well, that ain't gonna happen because, first of all, if you, like, don't, like, put them in these concentration camp, like, fences, they won't reproduce because you can never get them to go where you want them to.
Oh, okay.
So after a while, you just kind of figure out, you know, keep maybe one or two species and, like, gate them off, like, in the middle.
So it was like the Playboy Mansion for piñatas.
Yeah, but, I mean, at first when you do it, you're going to have, like, you're going to, like, try and make this utopia with 10 different species. I had a Fudgehog come in, and I named him Rumple Big Butt. Okay. And I put all these...
There's a lot of fudge in that big butt.
I put all these accessories on him, and I made him look kind of like a girl a little bit.
Oh.
I love that Fudgehog, and then the sour piñatas came in, and they made him sick, and he died.
No!
And it was sad. And it was at that point that I figured out that I couldn't make a utopia anymore. I'd have to, like, play the game seriously.
My God, why?
I don't.
You know,
I don't believe in piñata love anymore. Rumble,
come back!
You know, if you finish the Tower of Sour, you know, and you know, then these, you know, other guys come in, you know, trying to ruin, mess up your garden, you know, and
like
I've noticed that
thugs?
If you put three, yeah.
They're like the piñata
JVBs.
They, like, come in with these, like, 1936, you know, Tommy guns. They're like,
They have robbed my real friend.
Wait, what is the tower? You said the Tower of Sour?
Difference there.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's the Tower of Sour. For every sour piñata you convert into a good piñata, you get another totem in the Tower of Sour, and you, like, build it up, you know, so it blocks sour piñatas from coming into your garden.
Oh, okay.
And what
okay.
you also can do is, like, we put up three statues, and it's, like, a pirate statue, a knife statue, and statue of the guy that comes in and kills
Liberace.
Okay, fine, Liberace. Well, whatever. If you have those three statues, we never get visited by ever again by any sour, you know, member of the piñata family.
That's gonna be the name of my next album.
Sour of Tower.
Yeah,
Sour of Tower.
It's called Genome Wars, JBB.
Nah.
There is no Tower of Sour for STDs.
Oh, man. On that note, yeah. let's go to a few listener whatever. I mean, I'm like disturbed by the fudge hog things.
Rubble big butt.
You know, JBB, you should be happy. I dressed up a lion into a girl, and I called her my sex smells.
Aww.
In your honor.
Oh, technically, I named one of my horse statues Whore Statue.
Aww.
Dressed him up like a girl, so.
Parents around the world turn off the kids' iPods.
And now you wonder why the sour, the bad piñatas came and beat up your fudge packer or whatever he is.
All right.
All right, let's go, man.
Moving on.
All right, so, go to some show notes here. UKL Turi says, I've been wondering about this game. Is it worth going out and purchasing it? My girlfriend wants me to get it because she wants to play it, but I don't want to get addicted to a child's game.
What do you guys say to that?
Excuse me.
Well, actually, Robbie and I had that problem. For weeks, he's been telling his co-host on Uncle Gamer that, you know, that's a woman's game. You can't, you know, you can't play
that.
Yeah,
he was the one
game,
playing
you know?
It
I'm
all
gonna
the time.
Get it, but I'm gonna get it for my girlfriend. Wife. I'm sorry. I'm
Maybe
as a girlfriend.
Get it for my
no.
girlfriend and my wife.
My girlfriend and my wife.
There you go.
Well, so anyways, he gets it. I play it for 6 hours, you know, and then I leave it, and he starts building up his garden, and then like 36 hours later, he's still playing the fucking game.
He's like standing there, and he's all twitching, and his eyes are all bloodshot, and he's like.
Yeah. No, honey, I can't go to bed now. I'm about to get a pistachio. Aww.
Go to bed? Will I get to romance now?
It's no shame in getting addicted to a child's game.
Well, it's like you guys remember those safety pops or like the lollipops with like the ring at the bottom instead of a stick?
Yeah.
You guys remember those? Mm-hmm. Well, it's like those are delicious, but they're made for children. Should I still eat them?
Yeah.
No.
Exactly. But would you consider this a true?
Again, this is nothing like that. This is Viva Pinata.
Wow, that was a great analogy.
Exactly right. You're a disturbed individual.
I should never eat those safety pops again. I'm too old for those. The Viva Pinata is different. It's like
it's for me.
It's like
I love my fudge
child.
Guy.
Honestly, play this game. It's like so much micromanage. I do know that there's a feature in it where, like, if you plug in a second controller, like if you're like an adult and your kid's like playing it and he's not doing too well, you can
take over
and take over. But I haven't really tested that feature out or anything.
Hey, I got a question. Because I've played Animal Crossing and I wonder how it kind of compares to that. First of all. Can you play two players like at different times and somehow interact with the other player like you could in Animal Crossing?
Like be in their garden at the same time?
No. Like, for instance, in Animal Crossing, you could like leave letters for each other and do different things. You know, like to interact with kind of their world. And actually, you could both be in the same. You both to go in the same game world. That's like a constant, you know, game world.
Really,
that's going on.
The only. the only online feature that it has is the post office where you can send the stuff, but you can send like messages with your box. Like it has like the little letter open whenever they open the box, and it says, and I like explained to Anna, and I was trying to ruin her game when I gave her the 90,000 tokens and the 2 unicorns. So, you know, you can message them like that, but there really isn't much online capability in the game other than just sending people stuff. And I guess that's, you know, to protect the children that the game was, you know, supposed to be made for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. So, on to the next one.
Jill. Well, I guess I'll do this one.
Yeah.
Do it your way.
Okay. Let's see. Ultimate Killer sends one in saying, let's see. Hey, guys. I think Viva Pinata is a good game. Thanks, Ultimate. Thanks. All right.
Great job.
Okay. Anyway, he's got more.
Great game.
All right, and that's our show.
I should send this in for, like, every single episode about Halo from now on. Halo is a great game. Thanks, guys.
Wow, thank you, Prince.
Oh,
maybe you guys should start
to save time from having to sit on the toilet every night. Thinking up this, you know, stuff.
Oh, man.
Maybe you should be contemplating about actually reading up the messages that say Halo sucks.
Ah. And we will not get into that one.
We'll have to kick Andrew off the show.
Yeah, right? Where's Andrew?
I don't know, man. Okay, so he says, I'm just kidding, it's a great game.
I am Halo!
He says, it's a great game where you can go play when you're supposed to be doing your homework. It's got good gameplay
because when you don't have any homework.
Exactly. You're never supposed to be doing your homework, so you're screwed. You can never play Viva Pinata.
Which reminds me.
You know, I'd rather play the Crutch Hog any day than Master Chief.
No.
Gosh. You're fired. Okay, he says it's got good gameplay because you never know what Pinata you're going to get next. When only UPS was over my house, he was telling me that one of the first pinatas I got, he didn't get until later in the game. The design's pretty cool, too. The place where you start out isn't just great green grass. You have to get rid of all the garbage and break all the dirt.
Whack it.
And then plant the seeds. I like the game, and if you're home all the time like me, because of my back surgery, then you could get real far in this game. Thanks, Ultimate. Wow.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, that
you
was
the weed.
That was the one thing that kind of annoyed me, was there was a cutscene every time something new wanted to come into your garden. I'm like, come on, man.
I love that.
It's not Final Fantasy.
Well, I mean, I had to do it. Preview the pinatas that you could want. Like, if, you know, you see a pinata that you think will be cool in your garden, you get to, like, see a little preview of them first and get, you know, try and get them.
A new pinata comes in and it's like,
I totally wouldn't have gotten Rumble Big Butt if I had to.
No, see, this is what JVD's garden would look like. Worms everywhere. Because he doesn't want to watch the cutscene. He doesn't know what's out there.
How many of these worms do I have to do before I get my second pinata?
I hate these worms. Damn it.
I've romanced over 100 worms. I'm Romanova.
Worm Master Flux. Worminator 2000.
Alright, so
moving on to it, Angel.
Moving on to what?
Logan Payne.
Oh, Logan Payne. Do I have to read this? Okay, fine.
No, just look at it and let us know when you're done.
Okay, you look at it for the next 30 seconds. We'll move on to LXA's next.
No, that's fine. I'll read it. Okay. So,
out loud.
Let me go to an island. Okay. I was reading it out loud.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Sheesh. So what happens when you go to an island to play God by reproducing an inbred spawn of, to welcome to Pinata Island, where all the happy pinatas party and play? That might not have been kid friendly. This game is messed up, but it's fun because it's easy, obviously, so kids can play, and it's a game that a family can enjoy because it's a game you've got to stick with. So it's not a one sit down game. I don't get what he means with that, but okay. All the piñatas have pun names, I guess fun names, around like food, like the deer is called donut, and the sparrow birds are like called sparrow mints.
Yeah, sparrow mints.
Someone get these people a sequel, or sequel.
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 It's sequel in France.
Oui, oui.
Oui, oui.
So obviously he liked this game, except that he had so a lot of typos. That threw me off.
No, but I mean,
piñatas are pun.
pun.
They have pun names.
No, so do you feel this has a lot of life to it? I mean, how many hours are you into it right now, and what level are you? I mean, what's the highest level you can achieve?
Me and Liqua, we play on one garden because we got tired of switching all the time.
Oh, so you can, like, play back and forth with one garden.
Level 50 now.
Okay.
And we have so many different species. I mean, we even got the eagles, and we just pretty good thing. And we got a three-headed snake, and...
Nah.
I kind of give you a timeline there. I was a level 45 after my week-long rental, so...
Week-long rental? Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
How long did you play per day? You went on like
More than I should, I'll put it that way. Rumble Big Butt was very enticing. Watching his big old foot, you know, waving in the air.
Dude, you are
lots of late night romance. Disturbing,
man. Yeah, right.
It's like your obsession with fudge hogs is disturbing and hilarious.
But you know, I don't know about a sequel or a squirrel, whatever he meant. Either a squirrel or a sequel. Yeah, squirrels are cute, but when it comes to a sequel, I don't know. I think an upgrade, well, you can, like, download extra piñatas that you can get into your garden. That would be neat.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want more interaction with other players? I mean,
it would be great if you can go and visit people's gardens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe in a sequel they can do that. I mean...
I think that Rare and Microsoft kind of seen that they're not really reaching the crowd that they thought they would, and they're kind of getting the older people. So I think that if they were to make a sequel, there would be a lot more, you know, person-to-person interaction there. So
yeah, they didn't reach the exact demographic they were looking for.
Mm.
But, I mean...
And I go visit JVP's garden, it'll be a dump. And I'd have to clean it up.
What am I supposed to do with this arcade version of Grab by the Ghoulies? You're supposed to knock it out.
Well, I'll just put it here, right here. The Nana will come and visit and clean
maybe
it
I'll
up.
Maybe I'll move it in the crappy video game pinata. It'll come into my garden.
He's like, look at this place, man. There's like dirty clothes on the ground and freaking dirty dishes. And oh, man, I gotta clean all this up. And
look, I got dirty dishes. I might as well mail it to my friend JVB.
Mail all these dirty dishes to JVB. Maybe that'll help them out a little bit. A few gold coins.
Oh, man.
All right,
do it.
All right, so let's
see.
LX Ace XL says, I really was surprised by this game. There are many aspects that make it have a very long play time. You have to attract piñatas with certain things in your garden, and then make them visit with even more specific things, and then make them residents with even more specific things. Once piñatas are a resident, you need to do certain things to make them romance. You get experience when you do all these things. Plus, there are three different colors for each piñata, so it's fun to try and find all of them.
What does he mean by that?
The different colors? Like, if you feed a piñata, like, a certain berry or something, like, a blueberry will turn it blue, or, like, a chili will turn it red. And you can get, like, different variant colors with that. That's pretty cool.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, you give it something brown, you'll get JVB.
Aww.
It makes like crap and JVB. It's a two for one.
Oh, man.
They go in hand in hand.
Oh, man. Actually, Brent, you can do the next one.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, yes, it's my...
You sent it.
Technically, this one didn't take much time because I just kind of copied my review out of the forums and sent it in. So,
Easy enough.
This one took me a while. All right, this is gonna take a while.
It's been a while.
I was unsure whether or not it would actually make any impact in the Xbox 360 community. Although Xbox Live is known for its vast amount of foul-mouthed 12-year-olds, they're not necessarily interested in a game about colorful piñatas that prance around and do romance dances. That being said, I wasn't really expecting much depth from Beeble when I went to rent it. After popping the disc into my 360 and watching the incredibly catchy theme song and intro, Shake, 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 Party Animal, I was dropped into my garden. Much to my surprise, your garden doesn't come pre-ready to take piñatas into its loving grasp. You actually have to till the land and plant grass before you even get one measly worm. The game is incredibly easy to play. There are no complex controls, and the menus are easily accessible. A game alert system is in place that keeps you up to date of what you've done and what is going on with your piñatas while you're off doing things, which is nice. The toughest part of the whole game is actually getting your piñatas to do what you want them to do. You never actually take control of your piñatas, but you can direct them to items and your other party animals. On occasion, your piñatas will get stuck when you direct them to do something. That can get annoying really fast. The music is standard Saturday morning cartoon fare, complete with upbeat tunes and situational changes in tempo and sound depending on the time of day. The sound effects are really cool, and the fact that they keep you informed of what is happening in your garden as it happens. So if a piñata becomes ill or a sour piñata, evil piñatas that want nothing more than to annoy you, drop some poison candy in your garden, you'll know about it. Also, when you break a piñata, you'll hear the faint sound of children cheering. It's pretty awesome by itself. The visuals are really nice. Everything is very colorful and textured in a cool art style. The piñatas, as you would expect, have a paper texturing to them. Each animal has its own color scheme, although some are more impressive than others. As far as depth goes, I'm a level 41 gardener. I think that's the level cap is 50, but I'm not sure. And I still haven't seen every piñata, much less made them a resident in my garden. Also, you can make variant piñatas by feeding them special seeds from over 25 different plants and trees in the game. Romancing two piñatas to breed a baby piñata becomes addicting as well, because to initially breed them, certain conditions have to be in place, i.e. feeding them fruits of a certain type, having a piñata house, etc. There's a ton of cool things you can do with Viva. Overall, I had a lot of fun with the game. It's a refreshing change of pace from the shoot-'em-ups that normally dominate the 360. Bryn Gamer gives Viva Piñata a 9 out of 10.
Nice. Nice review, man.
Woohoo!
There you go.
Very nice.
Cool.
So, I have another question. A lot of people compare this to The Sims. Very popular. I don't know. It wasn't multiplayer, the first one, but it was, you know, same thing. You had to build your character.
But this one,
you had to make them eat and, you know, make them go to the bathroom, take a bath. Is it the same type of game?
You know, there's a little less micromanagement than, you know, The Sims, and I kind of appreciated that because The Sims kind of got boring to me, and you know, I played it, and the whole micromanagement thing, you know, living day by day just got boring because you had the same person, like, every day, but with Viva, you had all these different piñatas coming in, and it, you know, just kept hitting you with these different piñatas, and you had to, you know, do these residential requirement things, and that kind of kept it from getting stale, so I like that.
Oh, cool. Okay. Nice. All right, I'll go to Private Tucker. He says, "Hey, Podtacular, I got a tip for Viva Piñata. Very first tip. If Dastardews, the evil dude with the mask, that breaks your ill piñatas, what? Okay, anyway, comes into your garden, you can use your Crolla to temporarily stun him. This will allow time for the doctor to come and heal your sick piñata. An achievement also comes with this, too. Don't forget that you can evolve your piñatas. For example, beating a gooseberry to a quackberry will transform into a juicy goose.
Juicy
and lightning and lighting a taffy on fire, then spray it with water, transforms it into a red hottie."
A red hot.
Close enough, man.
That's why I was like, wait a minute, a red hottie.
It turns that ugly fly into a red-headed hottie.
So is that Dastardus? Is he a villain? Is he like the villain?
Dastardos is he's the main villain, dude. He basically floats around, and if you have a sick pinata in your garden, he comes in and he kills it.
He's like the Grim Reaper of the
pinata. He's like the Grim Reaper, only uglier. For real, his mask is all messed up and stuff.
Wow. Oh, okay.
So.
and when do you usually see him during a game? I mean,
he comes out anytime that your pinata's sick, and if you don't got it, you got to pay the doctor to come in. And which was also another reason I sent Anna a Chunicorn in hopes of ruining her game, because if you have a Chunicorn, the Chunicorn can actually heal any sick pinatas you have. So, you know, that's like free doctor, man.
Man, Angela, you're ungrateful. He was trying
to... Oh, and you get an
achievement. I'm really grateful. Are you kidding me? I was really freaking happy.
He was trying to reverse ruin your game. Dang.
God damn it, Brad, you ruined my game. I'm never going to play this. First you ruined Halo for me, and now you ruined me by Pinata. Playing Fox
bitter. All right, well, moving on to one from Only UPS, who says, "Hey guys, it's UPS with my take on Viva Pinata. Okay, honestly, this game is awesome. It reaches out to an audience so different than it would, than I would have ever expected. It's just plain old fun. The gameplay is simple, easy to master. The game isn't hard, but every every isn't instantaneous, whatever that means.
Cool.
It takes time for you to be an excellent gardener in their standards." If you ever need help with the game, you can always go to pinataisland.info. That site has everything you need to know about the game. Cool. Good to know.
I'm sure there's a lot of websites dedicated to Viva Pinata.
Yeah.
Now, is it a game that has a lot of depth to it?
As far as, like, just the different pinatas, I would say so. And then you got the different plants, which I planted every single plant, and I grew it to the maximum growth. You can put fertilizer on your pinata three times before, or not pinata, your plants three times before it'll grow to full size.
Okay. Pretty awesome.
Put fertilizer on your pinatas to make them more fertile.
Make them more stinky anyway.
You know, fertilizer on seedos, he does that funny shake. Like, ew.
Nah. All right. So, somebody take Jammy 12. Jammy 12.
Andrew, you're up.
I'll take Jammy.
Oh, go for it.
Yeah, Andrew.
What, I'm up?
Andrew, take Jammy.
Do it.
Oh, all right. Jammy 12 says, "I originally brought Viva Pinata for my 7-year-old brother. Eventually, when I had to go, I discovered it was a great game for teens, too. This game has almost endless possibilities with different plants and tons of pinatas. It's great fun and sometimes a hard challenge meeting the needs of pinatas to visit and or reside in your garden. Another great feature is the post office. You can send and receive pinatas, plants, pinata accessories, and so on. Or you can just send a pile of dirt to JVB.
Nah.
That would be great.
Fertilizer.
A pile of cow poop.
They have also announced that in the near future there will be a feature allowing friends to view and even help out their friend's garden.
Oh, cool.
Explosive. I thoroughly recommend this game to anyone who's a fan of a game like The Sims. I certainly had a lot of fun playing this. I don't know if I can compare this to The Sims, though.
Nah, you, why not?
Because Sims is a little bit porno and graphic twisted.
Bow chick, bow wow.
Yeah, but I mean, here you got pinatas doing their
little bada. Well, yeah, but you can't really see them making it out. They do a little dance. They do a little cute dance that, you know, it's not even closely remotely suggested.
They're like,
some of the
dances.
I've seen a few that were suggested.
Yeah, a few of them are suggested.
Nah.
You know, it's not like Sims. It's not like, hey, I'm going to flirt you until you get a heart up above your head, and I'm going to make out with you, and then we're going to go to bed, and then we're going to...
Yeah,
and then the stork is going to call and give us a baby. And then the social security lady will come and take our baby.
Doesn't work like that. Pinata.
Liquid Life still mourns Crumb Snatcher that was taken away from him by the Child Protective Services.
Crumb Snatcher, no!
Crumb Snatcher!
That's a romance dance with you know. La 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 bumble. You know, like, yeah, that girl that calls it.
Oh, man. Los Lobos and Viva Piñata.
Well, hey, we're about out of time here, so let's go wrap it up.
All right, real quick. Since this is Podtacular and we are the unofficial Halo Universe show, as far as longevity, okay, we all know that Halo 2 has it's the king of online multiplayer games because of its longevity. What would you rate Viva Piñata's potential as a title that would stand the test of time?
Do it now, hurry.
You know, I mean, after you get to like a certain level, it just gets really, really hard to level up. You have to start like, you know, attracting the different piñatas. And I think there's like about, 55 different piñatas. So, I mean, or there's probably more. I mean, that's just all I know. So, I mean, I would go maybe 1 month of playing this game before it might get stale a little bit. You know, you don't got the online multiplayer. Online multiplayer is what, you know, gives a lot of games their, you know, longevity, and this game really doesn't have that much.
Okay. And what about you, Miss Anti-Halo?
You know, I think, you know, people that don't play Halo will absolutely get, I mean, this will might stand a chance, you know, because simply those who don't actually those people that don't play Halo do play other games, and a game such as Viva Piñata.
No way! Get out of town.
A game such as Viva Piñata, you don't really need the online interaction. You have your guard, and you want to be focused. You don't want a douchebag come in there and f*** up your garden, or,
oops,
you know, come in there and...
Beep.
No. sorry. Well, you don't want that. I mean...
Yeah. You don't want somebody coming in teabagging your piñatas?
Exactly. No, I don't want a horsetacio and JVB hybrid in my garden.
That would be awesome, because it would be like this... Like,
it would be always going dazz.
Where's my candy?
What are you doing in my garden?
What are you doing in my garden? I'm going to kill you. Get out of here.
That'd be great.
See, I think it has a slim chance of that, because, I mean, if I had my own Xbox and my husband wouldn't have stolen it, I would still be playing it. But he plays the Oblivy crap right now, so...
I know. And tell him he didn't answer my private message. I'm very mad.
Well, he's on my account, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah, I never
get him back.
Well, let's wrap it up.
All right. Let's do the wrap up, brother.
Wrap it up. Wrap it up. Okay. Send your comments to server2podtagger@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. As you can hear, we've been changing up the format to keep things fresh. Keep an eye on podtagger.com for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show, which, it turns out, is going to be related to Halo. Yay!
Hey!
God, first time in years.
And we're going to start having some different guests appearing on the show.
Guests.
So stay tuned for that.
Special.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. Play these back regularly on the Customs and Call-In show.
Be sure to check us out at podtacular.com, and while you're there, check out the forums. There's a lot of buzz about Halo 3, Halo 2 Vista, new Halo 2 maps, and other stuff.
And thanks to the people who contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with hosting bill, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you guys. Also, real quick, there's a huge thread going on right now at the forums, podtacular.com, of course, about episode 100, and there's a bunch of people in the community right now that are helping out, trying to get the greatest, I guess, show clips and call-ins, etc. So if you want to be a part of that, go register to podtacular.com, and you're more than welcome to help.
Ever.
Yes.
Much appreciated. Well, guys, until next time, I'm your host, Fumo Drive.
I am JBB.
I'm Brian Gamer.
And I'm Liquilab's wife.
Nah!
And she was forever immortalized as Liquilab's wife.
You did it to yourself, you know?
It was just too tempting.
Well, thank you for joining us, Brent Gamer and Angel Banjo. And don't forget to check out Angel Banjo's work at angelart.com.
Make sure to put a tutu on Master Chief.
Yeah. And a cameo cup.
What are you going to do? A fudge
hog drawing? And socks and Spencers.
Ah. Bologna cups.
Ooh.
Word up. And look out for the bologna bandit. He's everywhere.
He's looking for your bologna. He's going to steal it. All
right. See you guys next time.
Have a good one.
There's only one thing left to say.